Mandisa Overcomer here on Moody Radio. Well, we're talking with Michelle Rickett this morning. She's founder and CEO of She Is Safe. It's a Christian nonprofit based in Atlanta working to just rescue girls and women and restore them, ones who have been suffering from abuse and from slavery. And Michelle, you were just telling us before the break that over in India, some 30,000 at least brothels over there, women in brothels. And I can only imagine that has got to be one of the darkest places to do ministry. And it's a challenge because how do women actually get out of that? I'm thinking there's a financial interest for the pimps and the madams and people to keep them enslaved and trapped in that. How do they actually get out and get connected with a ministry like yours?
This might be hard to wrap our minds around, but in North India, these brothels are legal. So if anyone is 18, but as I mentioned, the average girl starts when she's 11. So somebody's looking the other way, right, to get the girls in there. But the girls are generally so confused. They usually are abused in transit before they get there to sort of season them into submission. And then the leadership, whether it's a madam or a pimp, has a contract for her to sign. It says, okay, now you owe us for the food and the clothes and your keep. You're going to have a place to stay here and do your work, and you're going to owe us. And they draw a number out of somewhere, $5,000 or whatever. She doesn't even know how to count. And they say, and we'll let you know when you've paid that off. So a girl will sign, and then they may take her to the police station and get her identity papers that shows that she's 18. So they can kind of be compliant there. So what we do is, since it's a legal business, we go in and we, meaning our local indigenous partners, and befriend the madams, who generally were started the same way these girls are, but learn to get better treatment by being in management, so to speak. And we just play on their heartstrings. We say, we know this is a legal business, but it's not a good life for these girls. And we just want you to know, if any one of them is in trouble, if they get pregnant or they get sick or they're a behavioral problem, that we have a place for them. And some of the girls give birth to little girls. And so we have a safe home, a restoration that's just for younger girls. The youngest, I think, that came to us was about 18 months, and staffing there, local staffing, to help them grow on up and learn Christ, but still stay connected with their moms. So these are pathways, and I like to call it kind of the Jesus way of ministry. We don't go in and bust up brothels, as maddening as it is to us. Instead, we say, Christ sees you. He loves you. He has a better path for you. And that's why we're sent here, is to make sure when you see your moment that you can come. But then, of course, the pandemic hit and girls and women are getting pushed out like Loki into the street. And they know who the Christ followers are, and they know that they can get some help there. We have provided food rations for people, and now those very people are coming back to us and saying, you're the ones who really care. You showed us that you care and you helped us. Yeah. Please tell us more, and we want to get ourselves educated. We also, over the years, have had a lot of women and girls learning skills like sewing or making soap, that sort of thing. And now they've become suddenly overnight essential services. When others are locked down, these women and girls are able to be out and about providing the supplies that can help keep people safe and nourished.
Michelle, what have the authorities done? I mean, how has that changed the view of authorities in these communities toward these women that now all of a sudden are essential servants to the community?
Well, this is a great story that we love hearing. So we have had the mayor of one very large city, I'm not going to name it, but he showed up to view what was happening in the sewing training and saw that these girls were making masks and just really producing them well and good quality. He said, I'd like to put in an order for our frontline workers for about 10,000 masks a month. So all of a sudden, they're really being recognized. So they were the cast off, the dregs of society. And overnight, Jesus elevated them because of their servant heart. We also have beneficiaries in the refugee camp. You heard about the terrible explosion in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. So Syrian refugees who have nothing are the ones who have been going together with our partner ministry leaders to help weed through the rubble and share what they have with people who have lost everything in that terrible blast. Wow. We love awakening that spirit of service in every single person. It elevates us when we bend low and serve other people.
It does. It challenges us. It changes us. There's a reason Jesus came to serve and then set that example for us. And you see it. Just talk about boots on the ground. You see it so beautifully through the ministry of She Is Safe. And that is who is joining us today. It's Michelle Rickett. She is the founder and the CEO. God is continuing to grow this ministry, even through the days of this pandemic, which has been quite the surprise to Michelle and the team. But it's not a surprise to the Lord as He is continuing to rescue people and even sharing the good news of the gospel that this world is not our home. We have more with Michelle coming up in just moments. You can connect through our Facebook page, Dawn and Steve in the Morning.
On-time traffic on Moody Radio.
Good morning. Traffic's really picked up now on I-40 coming out of Wilson County through Mount Julian right now, headed into Davidson County. Traffic still holding up 65 through Madison. We've watched it really build in the last few minutes. I-40 coming past Charlotte Pike, all that traffic through West Nashville. This traffic report is brought to you by Obergatlinburg at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
It's a cloudy Friday as we're looking at the skies outside the studio, and it's all because we're about to see the remnants of Hurricane Delta come across the mid-state. Looks like it's still south of us at the moment, but over the weekend, that chance of rain really increases. How much of it will we see? Well, remains to be seen. But we know there's about an 80% chance of showers for Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the mid-70s. WFCM, 91.7 FM, 98.7 FM, and 1200 AM, Moody Radio, Nashville.